ladies, it is that time of year again. We are so amped, excited, and ready for this year's SWATA conference. The theme this year is the awakening. We are going to go to that level that God is calling us as women. So come and join us August 16th through the 18th. We have a great lineup of speakers, and you will be blessed August 16th through the 18th. Put it on your calendar. The awakening. We're going to that place that God is calling us as women, and we are excited. So ladies, come, all of you, be in the house. I will be looking forward to seeing you. Be blessed.
You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is The Weapon of Praise by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
As Pastor said, this is our month of worship, that we're focusing on worship all month long. And we thank God for Minister Sean Bigby for giving this attention and prompting us to do just that. Amen. I believe there are answers in the presence of God. I believe there are breakthroughs in the presence of God. But we got to get in a place of praise, and we got to get a place of worship. Amen. So I want to bring your attention to tonight's subject is the weapon of praise. The weapon of praise. Your praise is a weapon. My praise is not a weapon for you. My praise is a weapon for me. So we can come to church and get all excited by watching people getting their praise on, and you think that is working for you. Unless you get in the place of praise, unless you open up your mouth, unless you lift your hands, you are not releasing your weapons. And so praise and worship is more than making noise. I know we think, oh, they're just trying to have a good time and to be entertaining. No, it's more than making noise, or as the young people say, being lit. We say, oh, how was church? It was lit. How was worship? It was lit. Praise and worship can be lit, but it's more than being lit. It's not just for being, just for you to feel hype. It's not for an emotional feeling of, I feel good. Praise and worship should not be reduced just so that you can feel good, even though it can help you feel good. But it shouldn't be relegated to your emotions. It's more than that. It's what we as God's creation, we're made in the image of God. We as God's creation have been called to do, to express, glory to God, the supremacy of God. Amen. Every time you come through those doors and your life tried to hold you out, but you said, I will go into the house of the Lord, and you don't sit in your car for praise and worship, but you do everything you can do to get in a hurry so that you can offer up your praise, because you understand it's more than a formality. It is your weapon. So you make a decision. God, I'm going to lift you up over my circumstance. I'm going to lift you up over my situation, because I understand that my praise, not Minister Sean Bigby praise, not the praise team praise, but my praise is my weapon of mass destruction. That I have some things in my life I need them to move. And Satan knows it's a weapon of mass destruction. That's why he messes with your family. He messes with your children. He messes with your heartstrings. He makes you feel fatigued. You don't feel like being bothered, so that you will shut your mouth. That you be subdued. We were created to give God praise. Woo. We weren't created to be silent. We were placed here as believers, once we've given our life over to the Lord, to show forth his praise. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. So God said, I placed you here to show the world that I am a good God. Hallelujah. So if we shut our mouth, we become silent. And only the dead don't praise God. You go through the scriptures that the rocks will cry out, and the earth cries out, and all his creation cry out. How dare we be silent because things didn't go right today, or you did not get what you desired from God, or things don't look the way you thought they will look. So, oh, wait a minute, I've been doing this for a while, so I graduated from giving God praise. So we come together, we open up our mouths, because we understand that my praise is a weapon. When we come together for service, we have to change how we think. So we say, well, I'm coming to watch people lead us into praise and worship. But no, I'm coming into his gates with thanksgiving. I'm coming into his courts with praise. I'm coming in and I'm bringing my praise, and nobody has to give me a praise, but I have a praise because I understand that God's been good to me. So I already said it's not just preliminary, but it's strategic. Praise and worship, your praise and your worship, and having praise and worship in church is strategic and necessary, because when we show up and participate, our weapons get armed. So our weapons get armed with the force that is designed to destroy your enemy's defenses. So when you come into church, we come all in with weapons, with ammunition that are duds. But when I come in and I open up my mouth, heaven pours into me, empower my weapons to have the right strength to break through the enemy's ranks, so that when I leave here, I step into territory that's already handled by missiles. Glory to God. So I can go in with the word and lock down what God has called me to have. So your praise goes before you. It scrambles, y'all, the enemy locating defense forces and systems that he can't detect you. Because you're covered and surrounded in an atmosphere of praise. So when I praise God, the atmosphere that I presently may be occupying shifts and now becomes the atmosphere of heaven. As I step into that place of praise, I come into a place of a shield of defense. So when I go and do what God has called me to do, Satan can't detect me. He can't see me because I'm cloaked with a hallelujah, a shielded with a thank you, Jesus, and I'm hid by glory. That's why Satan wants you to shut your mouth. Because once you arm your praise with what it's been called to have, you become a force and you become undetectable and you become dangerous to the enemy. So it prepares the atmosphere in church for the word. And it empowers me to have progressive well-being as I give God praise. So we come here, it's like war prep exercises. So don't stay in your car. And if you're tired of giving God praise because you thought you'd be further along, your weapons, if you allow me to say, are antiquated. As if you remember, I used to watch a lot of old movies with my mom, and I remember watching early American Revolution movies, and they would go out into battle with bayonets. If you no longer give God praise, and you used to go and give God praise, but right now you just don't feel like it anymore because it don't take all of that. You're going into battle with a bayonet. Well, if you give God praise a little bit, but you're not really praising with all of your heart, because we're instructed to praise the Lord with all of your heart. But you don't do that anymore because you now have accomplished some things in your life. You're not that hungry like you used to or desperate like you used to. And now your life has changed because before you had nothing. So you didn't have anything to lose to give God praise in the congregation. But now they know you. Now you've done something. Now you have a name in the community. So your praise is dignified. So you go into battle with a pistol. But as you make a decision that I'm not going to be a circumstantial praiser or a self-conscious praiser, now your weapons you give, they become upgraded. So now you go into battle with a machine gun. But that's depending on how long you stay in the mindset of praise. But when you settle that God, you're good, and God, you're faithful, and God, I love you, now your weapons become bazookas and missiles, and now you have nuclear warhead potential to begin to clear the forces of darkness. And Satan knows that. He was the worship angel. So he did not like God. He was angry. He was jealous. He wanted to be like God. So he said, I fix God. I'll take man's heart from you. I'll get him sell out. And so here you have God said, well, I have the last say. So you thought you had the last say. And I kicked you out of my presence. But now man is in my presence. So every time man praises me, he reminds you that you're no longer in my presence. So Satan gets in your life and gets in your circumstances because every time you open up your mouth, you remind Satan that he has no right to the presence of God. He no longer has access to him like you have access to him. So you need to understand this whole thing about not praising God or don't take all of that. That's demonic in origin. Because he knows that praise is powerful. So your praise infuriates Satan. It makes him mad. And praise, what the Lord began to tell me one time in praise and worship, as I came into the house of the Lord and I was tired and I was fatigued and, you know, and I was dealing with all the stuff regarding what was going down with my family post my mother transition. I was like, man, I'm exhausted and I don't feel like, and I came in, I was just doing, you know, like, you know, I was just going through the motions. My hands was up, but I wasn't in my praise. I was not present in my praise. If you're not present in your praise, your weapons don't become armed. So the Lord began to tell me, he said, my praise pays the toll for me to be on the road to my deliverance and on the road to my breakthrough. And I don't know if any of y'all need a breakthrough, if any of y'all need deliverance. Well, every time you say, Lord God, I'm not going to think about what's going on in my life, but I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to exalt your holy name. You take a coin out out of your purse, put it on the toe roll, the arm lift up. See, y'all don't know anything about toe rolls here in South Carolina, but up north we know about it. You have no access, no right to go on highways unless you pay the toll. And there's a breakthrough with your name on it. There's a deliverance with your name on it. But when you make your mind up, I don't care what title I have. I don't care what seat I sit in. I don't care what's going on in my life. I don't care what my finances look like. I don't care how many times I've been disappointed. I'm going to give you praise because you're God and you're good. I take a toll out of my purse and I get on the way to my breakthrough. So I made my mind up that I'll never be stressed out another day in my life because I'm going to put a praise on it. And you have to make your decision. I'm never going to be anxious about my finances anymore because I'm going to take my praise and I'm going to put a praise on my finances. I'm going to take a praise and put it on that illness. I'm going to take a praise and put it on that doctor's report. I'm going to take a praise and put it on my rebellious children. I'm going to take a praise and put it on my broken marriage. I'm going to put a praise and put it on my body. I will put a praise on it. Who's going to put a praise on it? Let's go to Psalms 149. First verse says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And in a praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel, let the people of God rejoice in him that made him. All of us been made by the Lord, right? So we make our mind up. We're going to rejoice in the Lord because he made us. Not because of we have a car. Not because we have a house. Not because we're trying to motivate God to bless us. We're going to give God praise because he created us. And let the children of Zion, let the church, that's yours, that's us. Let the church be joyful in their king. That we make our mind up that we're going to have joy. That I'm going to have the joy of the Lord. That I'm going to come before God with the uplifted heart, and I'm going to give him praise because he is my king, because he has created me. He says, let them praise his name in the dance. When's the last time you danced? When's the last time you moved your feet? And I know you said, well, I can't do what I used to do, but come on now. You can move something. You could do something. Because we've been set here to show forth the praises of God. So he says in a dance, let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel and a harp. I'm reminded of when Kendra and LaToya were young and we was at the Postal Workers Union Hall when we was having a concert. And because they were young, they didn't have any self-consciousness. They didn't care what people said about them. They didn't care what they look. You know, children don't care how they look. They are so free in expressing joy. They twirl. They leap. They laugh. They spin. And they prance. And that night, they were prancing back and forth. They were twirling back and forth. They were dancing back and forth. And they didn't care how ridiculous they looked. They didn't care what people said about them. They were caught up in having a good time in the presence of God. That is having joy. That's joying before the Lord. When we come into the house of God, you say, you know what, God? I know I don't have anything I want, but you're such an awesome God. And I'm going to make my mind up. I'm going to be joyful in your presence. And I don't care who's looking at me. That's why when you're on a roll and they cramped up and you're annoying them because you want to move and your praise is not refined or defined or contained just to your seat, but your arms go like this and your head goes like this and you want to twirl around, you need to find another section that don't mind your praise. be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. So praise is loud. So you can't think your praise. We in praise and worship. We get up here and say, come on, everybody, give God some praise. Open up your mouth. That's not giving God praise. And you can say all day long, that is not my personality. You don't have to be as demonstrative as I am or Minister Joyce, but you must move something. You must move your mouth, move your arms, move your body on an inch. Come on, just an inch. You just got to go. You have to do something in the presence of God so that you can express that you're showing forth the praises of God. So the universe, the realm of the spirit, want to see that you're showing that God is your king. You have to express that you're being joyful in the presence of God. So when we don't do that, we are saying we're more self-conscious. We're more concerned about ourselves than we are concerned about God. Because he said in his word to be joyful, to make a noise. And it says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishment upon the people, to bind their kings, your kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon the judgment written, this honor have all his saints, praise ye the Lord. So when you come in and you lift your praise up above your circumstances, above your situation, and nobody has to crank you up and pump you up, you now become strategically armed to bind that demon up that's been bothering your life. Because it says to bind their kings, you bind them up. You got to bind up your own demons. You got to bind up your own demonic activity. You have to bind up your own imps. So the praise team can bring down heaven. But if you don't open up your mouth, your demons run free. Glory to God. Isn't that something? So every time you open your mouth, you chain that devil. What devil is loosed in your life? Have you given God an unrestricted praise? Have you given God a joyful praise? Your weapons are, your praise is a weapon and it can handle any heaviness in your life. We know this in Isaiah 61. It's the garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit, what? Of heaviness. So praise become a weapon against heaviness. Praise become a weapon against any oppression in the atmosphere of your home or in your life. So you put on some praise music or you open up your mouth and those demons have to go. We see this in 1 Samuel 16:22. Saul had an evil spirit because basically he was jealous of David. We have to watch jealousy. Because if you're jealous, you stay jealous, that's a spirit of oppression will come on you. And you'll look at yourself and won't even recognize yourself anymore. So it's not worth it to be jealous. And Saul, 22nd verse, and Saul sent to Jesse, say, let David, I pray thee, stand before me. For he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took an harp and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed as well, and the evil spirit departed from him. So your praise is a weapon against heaviness, and it will refresh you. And the evil spirit will leave your house. You dealing with some crazy foolish stuff in your home? Put on some worship music. Let that thing play 24/7. All depending on what you're dealing with, fill the atmosphere with God. Psalms 8:1-2 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hath thou ordained strength. Because of thine enemies, thou might still the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling, out of the mouth of the children of God, you have ordained strength. Ordained means to establish, perfect, to set, and instruct. Strength means to praise boldly and out loud. Still means to cause to fail and put away. So let me begin to give you a translation of that with the definitions in place. Out of the mouth of children, God, you have established praise to be bold and loud because of my enemies, that I might cause the enemy to fail, that I might cause the enemy to put away his weapons. So when you open up your mouth, you have the ability to cause the enemies in your life to fail. Jesus quoted the same passage of scripture in Matthew 21:16. And it said unto him, he's saying this to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because he just flipped over some tables, chased the money exchangers out. It's like, you made my father's house a den of thieves.
Getting into the presence of God brings peace, clarity, and joy. When we praise and worship God, we express our dependence on Him and our reverence for who He is. This powerful series helps you to understand the power of praise and worship. Order today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for The Call to Worship.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info, or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.